Hare Krishna. This is a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 8, Texts 11 through 20. Gargamuni performs the name-giving ceremony for Krishna and Balaram. Texts 11 and 12. Sukadeva Goswami continued. Having thus been especially requested by Nanda Maharaj to do that which he already desired to do, Gargamuni performed the name-giving ceremony for Krishna and Balaram in a solitary place. Gargamuni said, "This child, the son of Rohini, will give all happiness to his relatives and friends by his transcendental qualities. Therefore he will be known as Ram. And, because he will manifest extraordinary bodily strength, he will also be known as Bala. Moreover, because he unites two families, Vasudeva's family and the family of Nanda Maharaj, he will be known as Sankarshan." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Baladev was actually the son of Devaki, but he was transferred from Devaki's womb to that of Rohini. This fact was not disclosed. According to a statement in the Harivamsa, "Pratyuvacha tatorama sarvam stan abhitasti tan, yara vesvapi sarveshu bhavanto mamavalabha." Gargamuni did disclose to Nanda Maharaj that Baladev would be known as Sankarshan because of uniting two families, the Yadu Vamsa and the Vamsa of Nanda Maharaj, one of which was known as a Kshatriya and the other as Vaishya. Both families had the same original forefather, the only difference being that Nanda Maharaj was born of a Vaishya wife, whereas Vasudev was born of a Kshatriya wife. Later, Nanda Maharaj married a Vaishya wife, and Vasudev married a Kshatriya wife. So, although the families of Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev both came from the same father, they were divided as Kshatriya and Vaishya. Now, Baladev united them, and therefore he was known as Sankarshan. Text 13. Your son Krishna appears as an incarnation in every millennium. In the past, he assumed three different colors, white, red, and yellow, and now he has appeared in a blackish color. In another Dwarpa Yuga, he appeared as Lord Ramachandra in the color of Shuka, a parrot. All such incarnations have now assembled in Krishna. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Partially explaining the position of Lord Krishna and partially covering the facts, Gargamuni indicated, "Your son is a great personality and he can change the color of his body in different ages." The word grinatha indicates that Krishna is free to make his choice. In other words, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and may therefore do whatever he desires. In Vedic literature, the different colors assumed by the Personality of Godhead in different millenniums are stated. And therefore, when Gargamuni said, "Your son has assumed these colors," he indirectly said, "He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Because of Kamsa's atrocities, Gargamuni tried to avoid disclosing this fact, but he indirectly informed Nanda Maharaj that Krishna, his son, was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It may be noted that Srila Jiva Goswami, in his book Krama Sandarbha, has enunciated the purport of this verse. In every millennium, Krishna appears in a different form, either as white, red, or yellow, But this time, he personally appeared in his original, blackish form, and, as predicted by Gargamuni, exhibited the power of Narayan. Because in this form, the Supreme Personality of Godhead exhibits himself fully, his name is Sri Krishna, the all-attractive. Factually, Krishna is the source of all avatars, and therefore all the different features of the different avatars are present in Krishna. When Krishna incarnates, all the features of other incarnations are already present within him. Other incarnations are partial representations of Krishna, who is the full-fledged incarnation of the Supreme Being. It is to be understood that the Supreme Being, whether appearing as Shukla, Rakta, or Pitta, white, red, or yellow, is the same person. When he appears in different incarnations, he appears in different colors, just like the sunshine, which contains 7 colors. Sometimes, the colors of sunshine are represented separately. Otherwise, the sunshine is observed mainly as bright light. The different avatars, such as the Manvantara avatars, Lila avatars, and Dasa avatars, are all included in the Krishna avatar. When Krishna appears, all the avatars appear with him, as described in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.26. Avatara hayashankyaya hare sattva nidya dvija yata vidashina kulya sarasa syu sahasrasa. The avatars incessantly appear, like incessantly flowing water. No one can count how many waves there are in flowing water. And similarly, there is no limitation to all the avatars. And Krishna is the full representation of all avatars, because he is the source of all avatars. Krishna is Amsi, whereas others are Amsa, part of Krishna. All living entities, including us, are amsas. Mamaivamsa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. These amsas are of different magnitude. Human beings, who are minute amsas, and the demigods, Vishnu Tattva, and all other living beings, are all part of the Supreme. Nityo nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam, from the Katha Upanishad 2.2.13. Krishna is the full representation of all living entities, and when Krishna is present, all avatars are included in him. The 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam describes the incarnations for each yuga in chronological order. The Bhagavatam says, Krite Shuklas Chatur Bahu, Tretayam Rakta Varnasho, Dwapare Bhagavan Shyama, and Krishna Varnam Tvisa Krishnam. We actually see that in Kali Yuga, Bhagavan has appeared in Pita Varna, or yellow color, as Gaurasundar, although the Bhagavatam speaks of Krishna Varnam. To adjust all these statements, one should understand that although in some yugas some of the colors are prominent, in every yuga, whenever Krishna appears, all the colors are present. Krishna Varnam Tvisa Krishnam. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears without Krishna, or blackish color, he is understood to be Krishna himself. Idanim Krishna Tamgata. The same original Krishna, who appears in different varnas, has now appeared. The word asan indicates that he is always present. Whenever the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in his full feature, he is understood to be Krishna Varnam, although he appears in different colors. Prahlad Maharaj states that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Channa. That is, although he is Krishna, he is covered by a yellow color. Thus, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas accept the conclusion that although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in a pita color, he is Krishna. Krishna Varnam Tvisa Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam Jagnai Sankatanar Prayer Yajantihi Sumedasa. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32. Text 14. For many reasons, this beautiful son of yours sometimes appeared previously as the son of Vasudeva. Therefore, those who are learned sometimes call this child Vasudeva. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Gargamoni indirectly disclosed, this child was originally born as the son of Vasudeva, although he is acting as your child. Generally, he is your child, but sometimes he is the son of Vasudeva. Text 15. For this son of yours, there are many forms and names according to his transcendental qualities and activities. These are known to me, but people in general do not understand them. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Bahuni, the Lord has many names. Advaitam Achutam Anadam Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha. As stated in the Brahma Samhita 5.33, the Lord is one, but he has many forms and many names. It was not that because Gargamuni gave the child the name Krishna, that was his only name. He has other names, such as Bhaktavatsa, Giridhari, Govinda, and Gopal. If we analyze the Nirukti, or Semitic derivation, of the word Krishna, we find that Na signifies that he stops the repetition of birth and death. And Krish means Sararta, or existence. Krishna is the whole of existence. Also, Krish means attraction, and Na means Ananda, or bliss. Krishna is known as Mukunda because he wants to give everyone spiritual, eternal, blissful life. Unfortunately, because of the living entity's little independence, the living entity wants to deprogram the program of Krishna. This is the material disease. Nonetheless, because Krishna wants to give transcendental bliss to the living entities, he appears in various forms. Therefore, he is called Krishna. Because Gargamuni was an astrologer, he knew what others did not know. Yet Krishna has so many names that even Gargamuni did not know them all. It is to be concluded that Krishna, according to his transcendental activities, has many names and many forms. Text 16. To increase the transcendental bliss of the cowherd men of Gokul, this child will always act auspiciously for you, and by his grace only, you will surpass all difficulties. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. For the cowherd men and the cows, Krishna is the supreme friend. Therefore, he is worshipped by the prayer Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitayacha. His pastimes in Gokul, his dham, are always favorable to the Brahmins and the cows. His first business is to give all comfort to the cows and the Brahmins. In fact, comfort for the Brahmins is secondary, and comfort for the cows is his first concern. Because of his presence, all people would overcome all difficulties and always be situated in transcendental bliss. Text 17. O Nanda Maharaj, as recorded in history, when there is an irregular, incapable government, Indra having been dethroned, and people are being harassed and disturbed by thieves, this child appears in order to protect the people and enable them to flourish, and he curbed the rogues and thieves. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Indra is the king of the universe. Demons, thieves, and rogues always disturb Indra. Indrari vyakulam lokam. But when Indaris, the enemies of Indra, become prominent, Krishna appears. Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam, Indrari vyakulam lokam mrdayanti yuge yuge. Srimad Bhagavatam 1, 3, 28. Texts 18 and 19. Demons, asuras, cannot harm the demigods who always have Lord Vishnu on their side. Similarly, any group or group attached to Krishna is extremely fortunate. Because such persons are very much affectionate toward Krishna, they cannot be defeated by demons, like the associates of Kamsa, or by the internal enemies, the senses. In conclusion, therefore, O Nanda Maharaj, this child of yours is as good as Narayan. In his transcendental qualities, opulence, name, fame, and influence, he is exactly like Narayan. You should all raise this child very carefully and cautiously. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the word Narayana Sama is significant. Narayan has no equal. He is Asamurdva. No one is equal to him, and no one is greater than he is. As stated in Shastra, Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivatai Samat Venaiva Viksheta Sapasandi Bhavet Dhruvam. One who equates Narayan even with great exalted demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma is a Pashandi, an agnostic. No one can equal Narayan. Nonetheless, Gargamuni used the word sama, meaning equal, because he wanted to treat Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had become Nanda Maharaj's son. Gargamuni wanted to impress upon the mind of Nanda Maharaj, your worshipable deity, Narayan, is so pleased with you that he has sent you a son almost equal to him in qualifications. Therefore, you may designate your son with a similar name, such as Mukunda or Madhusudana. But you must always remember that whenever you want to do something very good, there will be many hindrances. Therefore, you should raise this child and protect this child with great care. If you can protect this child very cautiously, as Narayan always protects you, the child will be as good as Narayan. Gargamuni also indicated that although the child was exaltedly qualified like Narayan, he would enjoy more than Narayan as Rasa Vihari, the central enjoyer of the Rasa dance. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrama Sevyamanam, he would be served by many gopis who would all be as good as the goddess of fortune. Text 20. Srila Sukadev Goswami continued. After Garga Muni, having instructed Nanda Maharaj about Krishna, departed for his own home, Nanda Maharaj was very pleased and considered himself full of all good fortune. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna is the Supersoul, and Nanda Maharaj is the individual soul. By the instructions of Garga Muni, both of them were blessed. Nanda Maharaj was thinking of Krishna's safety from the hands of demons, like Putana and Shakatasura. And because he possessed such a son, he thought of himself as most fortunate.